Welcome to the podcast, Breaking Free from the 9-to-5 Comfort Zone, Taking the Courageous Step. Please welcome your host, Nicholas Perrin, to another week's inspirational value-packed episode.
Thank you, visionaries, trailblazers, difference makers, healers, coaches, transformational experts, and anyone out there that is feeling excited to be on the path of the heart, and to truly step into your full potential as a divine being, having a human experience on earth at this time, I welcome you to the Breaking Free from the 9-to-5. We have a very specific and incredibly juicy topic to explore today, which is the quantum science behind instantly shifting your reality into possibilities that align with your heart's true desires. And we will also be very clearly articulating the difference between being in the healing paradigm and those people that feel that they need to fix, change, and improve themselves through healing and processing versus this heart-centered quantum shifting technology that is now available on the planet. I feel so excited, so very excited to be playing and co-creating with an incredibly beautiful, beautiful lady from North America, Laurie Seymour, who I've had the pleasure of being connected with for the last 3 to 4 months. And I just feel such a resonance with Laurie and really, really, really feel how much wisdom and truth and love that she holds in her heart, how committed she is to her mission on earth. And I always saw Laurie as one of those matriarchal wisdom council people. Just so excited to be able to share this topic with her. This is a topic that Laurie has a lot of wisdom around and a lot of experience in. And we're going to be very specific and be very niched on the topic today because it's so important. And a lot of people, even on the spiritual path, they don't know what the difference is and how relevant it is at this time. So Laurie Seymour, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today. Thank you.
Oh, Nicholas, I am so thrilled to be here with you, and I'm very curious to see what emerges out of this co-created time together.
And just for the audience's sake, for those that don't know you, Laurie, just to provide just a very quick, you know, maybe 1 minute or so, very, very brief sort of biography, I suppose, or just a little description of, you know, who are you and your journey, just to give the audience a place of connection with you.
Sure. I'd be happy to do that. I am the founder of a website called The Baca Journey. And the tagline of The Baca Journey is illuminate your inner journey. Illuminate your journey, because all of it is about how do we find ourselves and move forward on the journey that we're here to take. So I'm a facilitator. I facilitate the people going on their own inner journey and bringing that out into the world, and particularly helping leaders and emerging leaders to have a direct experience of their own inner wisdom so that self-doubt just vanishes. And then I teach them how to sustain that inner connection so that they live the life they know is possible. They don't just think about it or try to do it.
Beautiful. Yeah, thank you. And there's a massive distinction between intellectualizing something and living it, embodying it, being it. And that's why, mm-hmm. you know, I just feel such a strong resonance, you know, with you, Laurie, because I really feel that that is something that you do yourself. And because you do it yourself, you can share that with others from an authentic and true place. And let's perhaps just start with providing the audience with a little bit of context around why this topic is relevant. Of course, most of you on the show realize and know that there's a massive shift happening on the planet. Mm-hmm. And traditionally on the planet, there's been this idea that healing, transformation takes a long time, that it's hard work, that it has to be often filled with struggle, pain, suffering. And it's very difficult. You know, there's this sense that, you know, when I speak to people, often people will even use the words, you know, oh, I need to go and process this, or I need to work on myself, or I need to, mm-hmm. You know, there's this real kind of struggle and hardship, you know, that is attached to the healing process. And that's sort of been, and that has also been the experience for most people as well. Like, that's, I think, the honest truth. However, what we're realizing now is that there is new ways emerging on the planet, and that is not the only way, that there are other ways. And Laurie, maybe just provide, in your experience, because you've been doing this for a long time, a little bit of a context to that journey from, let's say, the healing paradigm, and then explaining the transition into where do you feel and see the transformational process moving into.
Yes, okay. You know, I was a psychotherapist for many, many years. And so my training, my experience, everything in me was about healing. I was a healer. That's what I did. That's how I saw life. And of course, that's how I saw myself as needing to be healed, as you use the phrase, you know, oh, I've got to go and process that. You know, our language is filled with those kinds of images that say, really, that life is a struggle. And that's what I learned growing up, that life was a struggle. And it really wasn't until I started working with a particular teacher where I came to experience for myself the experience of unconditional love and started experiencing energy initiations and energy openings that allowed me to connect with that in such a way that that love was anchored. It became the source and the resource for everything in my life. You know, and then I had to learn how to work with that and how to tell the difference when I could connect with that and where that was my foundation and where a thought might take me out of that. You know, a thought of struggle, a thought of self-doubt. And, you know, the funny thing is that the clearer I got about that, the more I saw that I didn't have to process any of that. I just needed to see them as patterns. Oh, this is that pattern that I know so well. For example, one of self-doubt. And I know it. And I know what it feels like. And I know it so well that I don't have, there's no more exploration of it I need to do. I simply need to see it and I need to take a breath and shift into that inner experience that transcends that self-doubt, that is bigger and more grounded and full of the love.
Beautiful. And, you know, I'm going to just add to that. Mm-hmm. You know, when I sort of started my journey, I had this, now obviously I didn't realize this consciously, but at a very deep level, I believe that there was something missing from within me, that there was something that I needed to find. I needed to go on this journey to get so that I could feel wholeness, completeness. And then I thought, well, from that place, then I can create the life that I would love. Now, for about 4 to 5 years, I went to workshops pretty much every single weekend. I mean, I was doing everything I could, you know, I was just nonstop. And I remember about 4 or 5 years into this kind of, you know, full steam ahead approach going, gosh, I wonder if this thing ever ends, you know, like I've been doing it for 4 or 5 years. And, you know, I was like, I haven't slacked off. Like I was like full steam ahead, like just going for it. And I was like, something's not quite right. There's something I'm missing here. What is going on? And what I realized was, I was in the paradigm of where I believed that there was something wrong with me, missing, incomplete, something broken. And what I didn't realize is that if I was coming from that paradigm, then that's the experience that I would experience.
And, oh, exactly.
And that is my sense, is that the healing paradigm is this quest to try and find wholeness. But it's again, there is this feeling that, you know, it's through the next healing modality, through the next teacher, through the next process, which is all external, and then there's some kind of end destination that eventually, you know, we get to where, you know, we kind of reach full wholeness, completeness, fullness within. Yay, we're done. Now we can kind of get on with our life. And I realized that perspective that I had was flawed and it wasn't true. Do you want to sort of share anything around that?
Yeah, I do. I do. I feel like you could have been, you know, saying that all about me, because I absolutely felt like something was missing and that everybody else had the secret. And I just needed to figure out what that was. And so, you know, I read all the self-help books and I went to all the workshops. I did my degree in humanistic psychology. I became a therapist. And it was all out of that place. You were a much faster learner than me. It took me probably three times as long. But it was my career too, you know, and that healing paradigm is really self-perpetuating, you know, because as long as we believe it, not only is that all we will see, but in fact, we will continue to need to be healed.
Yes. Well, that's a very important point, the need to be healed. And it's almost like we create an identity through the healing journey as well.
Mm-hmm.
Often, you know, there's the famous saying that, you know, often healers, there's the broken healer or the wounded healer. You know, it's quite a famous image, and we can become attached to the identity of that. So there's also, that's another trap that I've become aware of on this journey. And I see some incredibly talented people who are, you know, extraordinary in what they do, but they keep spinning on that wheel and they're not really seen that yet.
Yeah, that's a really excellent point. I remember when I left my practice as a therapist, and I literally had to step away from it because I saw what was possible and I saw how this wasn't the way to do it. And so I spoke to each of my clients and I told them about my own process and, you know, some idea of where I was going. And I was absolutely willing to continue to work with them, but I couldn't keep the focus on the story of being broken. And some clients were ready to, I don't know where you're going, but I feel it in me. I feel something, you know, calling me forward to stay with you. And then other people who said, no, one way or another, just, you know, no. And I was happy to refer those people on.
Yes.
Because plenty of people who do want to do that.
Yes.
To do that kind of work.
Absolutely. I remember as well that when I met a couple of mentors and they said to me, Nick, the wholeness, completeness, and fullness already exists within you right now. And I remember having the thought of going, but if that's true, then why is my experience not that? Because I couldn't relate to that and I couldn't feel it. And I felt a sense of frustration and kind of almost annoyance that, well, if that's true, why is my experience not that?
And I feel so bad.
Yes. So I want to talk about that because a few people might be going, okay, you know, you're saying that there's wholeness, fullness, and completeness already within me, but that's not what I feel. That's not what I experience.
Right.
You know, there's a disconnect, right, between that.
Mm-hmm.
How is that possible? So do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. And I'm curious to hear what I have to say about it, because it's such a great question. I think it has so much to do with the way in which we're designed from early on as we enter school to look outside ourselves for the answers. And as long as we're looking outside, we never get to learn about self-exploration. We never do the inner research to see who we are, to discover. And so our whole setup is really about going to the, as you said, the next healer, the next expert, reading the next book, going to the next self-help workshop. It's all about looking inside. And so we feel badly because that's what we're geared towards, because we haven't taken the inner journey. You know, we haven't gone within to start discovering the resources. And that's not a you know, do once and you're done kind of deal.
No.
You know, that's as we shift that whole paradigm and say, okay, I may not know how to do this. I may not know what it is I'm even looking for, but I'm willing. I'm willing to take the steps. I'm willing to make this journey. I'm willing to imagine that there's a bigger picture that I just haven't yet encountered. And it's, you know, and those mysteries, because they really are the capital M mysteries,
yeah,
can only be realized when we're willing to surrender to that strength that is already there and not to doubt it.
Beautiful.
We have to relax into life.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. And I want to add to that because I think you've just, well, such a wonderful introduction to that. And I would just like to add a little bit to that. That's for me. And what I realized was that at the core of who I am, there's this beautiful sun, you know, that's shining. And it's like, you know, when we're on the earth, if there's a really, really, really cloudy day, it can actually appear to be quite dark under the clouds. Like it can appear that way. But the truth is the sun is actually shining full pelt. Like if you managed to climb into an aircraft and you flew above the cloud cover, it would be very, very sunny, right? And that's what I kind of realized. I realized that there's this beautiful sun that is emitting, like deep within us at the core of who we are, the sun that is emitting. And the cloud cover kind of represents, you know, belief systems, mental constructs, and conditioning of various forms that we've either inherited through our family, through our society, through also past life stuff, DNA stuff, all sorts of stuff, all sorts of different reasons. We don't really need to even understand where they come from, really, because we will on this podcast explain a much easier way of being able to identify with these things. But it's important to realize that it's our consciousness and our light that's getting projected through these patterns. I'm going to call them patterns that they create the experience of, for example, feeling broken, feeling incomplete. And so it's like, you know, the beautiful diamond at the core, that's who we are. And then there's like a little bit of dust on the outside. And so we're identifying with the dust, thinking, oh, we're the dust. And actually beneath or, you know, to the inside, there's this diamond and this incredible, you know, beautiful, beautiful diamond. And we're not able to necessarily identify with the diamond because we're focusing on the dirt. And
exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
And everything really in life goes towards wanting us to keep focused on the light, I mean, on the dark, on the dust, the mental conditioning. And
yes,
you know, the people around us, I'll think of it this way. If I grow up in a certain way and my parents have taught me this is the way life is, and it's, you know, it's a struggle, and I start to think differently, I start to think, well, maybe it's not such a struggle. You know, that's pretty threatening to someone else who believes other than that.
It's very, very threatening because, again, we become identified with the conditioning of suffering, or, you know, or it needs to be hard or a battle. And I think the ego is inherently, it doesn't like to be proven wrong. You know, I know that, you know, when people point things out and it's so simple, sometimes I get this cringy kind of feeling in my body going like, oh, like, I don't want to hear that right now. And but then, of course, you know, if I'm willing to see the truth and connect to the truth, obviously I see the truth and I'm like, great, okay, cool. You know, but there is that uncomfortable feeling because, you know, we don't want to be seen as an idiot or a fool or stupid or, you know, incompetent or insecure, you know, all of that. And it's just something to be mindful of, that that is the natural nature of the ego. And we all have that in us, and it's okay. You know, we just got to be mindful and be aware of it. And that's just part of the process as well, isn't it?
It is. You know, for me, I never wanted to believe something other than what I believed. And I was terrified really of doing that, that I would just doing the whole thing that we call spiritual bypass, you know, just go into these other dimensions, and that what I would go to believe was just simply not true, and that I'd just be fooling myself.
Yeah,
and I was desperate in a way not to do that.
Yeah,
and it wasn't till I started learning about how to feel something different, how to trust my feeling body, and have the experience of something different, and then use the experience as the bigger piece as the reference point instead of my mental constructs.
Yes.
You know, the experiences can grow.
Yes.
When you come inside, and they become the foundation, the anchor that holds the truth.
Yes.
Rather than, you know, all those thoughts, all those belief systems that we adopted early on.
Yes, 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 yes. Beautiful. And let's now, I think we've explained that part of the podcast really, really well. So I think we now move on to the next bit, which is looking at, you know, people might go, okay, so you're saying that it's possible for me to instantly shift my life into infinite possibilities. How is that possible? Like, what is the science behind that? And, you know, specifically, you've created a great bridge because you mentioned instead of, you know, intellectualizing or being caught up in the mental constructs, there's another way. We're working with the power of the heart and that, I'm going to call it a technology, which I know may be a little bit confusing for some people, but it is a different, total different ballgame, the heart and the power of the heart and what we're able to actually experience through the heart. It's a totally, totally different experience and ballgame. So do you want to share a little bit about that?
Yes, I would. And indeed, it is a science, and it's the science that I sometimes call, you know, the electromagnetic field. And it's the science, we used to call it the science of electromedicine, because we're really talking about vibration. And at the cellular level, you know, everything is vibration. Everything in the universe is vibration. And so if we stay with those mental constructs, if we stay with the ego-based belief systems, essentially what we're doing is we're staying with a lower vibratory frequency.
Yes.
And illness is a lower vibratory frequency.
Yes.
And I don't want to say that in any way that creates judgment, because in fact, judgment, you know, our self-judgment, judgment of others, is all that a lower vibratory frequency.
Yes.
As we get quiet, as we go into, you know, the mystery of our own life, we can receive higher and higher frequencies. And they really are higher frequencies of life, of light.
Yes.
And you speak about that as the dimensions of the heart. And that is true. It's by connecting with the heart that we're enabled. And I'm saying this theoretically because, you know, that's in a way, that's all we can speak to right now. But, you know, my work is all, and yours is too, is about providing people with the experiences to feel that.
Yes.
So all we can do right now is speak to that, but it's having those experiences of those higher frequencies and then learning the tools, learning the inner law that allow us to maintain that, allow us to know when we've dropped frequency and know when we can know how to bring that up, and then to be open to ever higher frequencies, because that is really what is happening on the planet today.
Yes, absolutely. And I would like to just add a little bit to what you're saying, because again, thank you so much for providing a beautiful and clear context to what we're talking about, is that, as you said, everything is a frequency. So a disease translates into a frequency, a particular thought pattern is a certain frequency. And the good news is, folks, is that everything already exists. So in a sense, we're not really needing to create anything. It's more about aligning on a vibrational level to that which you prefer. So that means that if you have a dis-ease in the body, there's already a frequency in the universe that you can access right now, which would be what I call the harmonizing vibrational pattern that would bring it back into harmony, right? It's like what I call vibrational medicine. But it can be applied to anything, not just disease. It can be applied to absolutely anything. If you've got, like, for example, you're running a business and there's a block in the business, you know, there would be a vibrational pattern, or probably multiple vibrational patterns, that are creating a certain experience. And if you get in touch with those patterns, you can call in what I would call the vibrational medicine that would bring that back into harmony again through the heart as the technology or as the vortex point. And you can then shift your consciousness into a new space that creates a completely different reflection. I'm just wanting to add that in there just to kind of give people an understanding of what exactly is going on. And Laurie, I feel that there's another level that you want to add to that on top.
Well, I'm not sure if it's another level as much as, let me just see. My feeling is that, and I absolutely agree with what you're saying, that feels spot on. It's not just so that there is, that it all exists. And we can't just say the words of it. You know what I mean? We can't just say, I'm just going to call this in and, you know, assume it. It's almost as if when we are willing to change our thoughts, that the vibration pattern shifts in us and it calls forth those new creations into being.
Yes. Yeah.
And so we never know what those are going to look like. So we can have pictures of that, but we really do have to be open. We have to be open to receive.
Yes.
Which is, for me, essential in all of this.
Yes.
You know, it's that trust in the universe.
Yes, absolutely. And you're right. Like, our minds don't know what any of that looks like because it is so, so being in the moment, so being allowing, so present. It's like there is no process, really. Like, there is no, it never looks the same. It's always different. Having any kind of expectations often blocks it, and being okay with nothing happening is also as relevant and as okay as something massively happening. That's the other thing that really kind of I found quite challenging in the beginning, because sometimes it may be useful that nothing changes, that actually what is happening right now is the most useful and relevant thing, because there's some beautiful lesson that's coming. And sometimes the mind, as you mentioned something important before about judgment, we can look at our life and judge something, but actually that, whatever that thing is, could be the greatest teacher that's in our life that is really inviting us to expand and to grow and to move into something that is beautiful and extraordinary.
That's such a great way to say it. And I'll illustrate that with something from my own life. And that is that when a pattern begins to repeat itself in my life, when it shows up again, you know, a pattern that I think was just long gone, instead of saying, oh no, here it is again, and getting frustrated, becoming judgmental about it, I get curious instead. I get interested, like, why has this come up again? Is there something I'm needing to learn or to look at here? And so I start that process of inner inquiry or inner research so that I can start to discover what the lesson is in this go-round.
Yes.
Because sometimes it's there just so I can see how much I've changed.
Yes.
And that's all it is. And when I realize that and I acknowledge that, it goes.
Absolutely. And sometimes I want to add a little point to that. Sometimes we know when we've changed, when the reflection that comes back is the same, but how we respond to the reflection is different. Then we know we've really changed, because we're actually not needing the external to be anything different, but how our internal referencing and how we feel inside is different. You can actually put your hand on your heart and go, wow, I have actually really changed. Look at that.
Yes, 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 yes. And I just want to underline the power, the potency of acknowledgement, because we can change and not know it, and there's something that is missing in the mix. I think self-expression is critical, because all of this whole piece around this new paradigm has to do with creativity and self-expression.
Yes.
And that as we focus more on what is it that I'm here to create? What is it that I want to create? What do I long to create? And how am I to do that? Those kinds of things.
Yes.
What I find is my energy is flowing. Those old patterns have no room. And I'm not even thinking about being healed. Yes. Because all I'm doing is focused on creating and the act of the energy of creativity.
And the beautiful thing with that, and this is something that I've learned through just through sort of trial and error and just my own personal experience, is that the cool thing is that when we are creating and we're stepping into new places, anything that's out of alignment with what we're moving into will naturally come up. We don't even have to look for it. So if we are holding onto vibrations of, you know, worthlessness or not good enough, or what, it doesn't actually matter. From in that observer and from that witness perspective, it can, as you said, acknowledge, see what it is, and the energy will just naturally leave the system and we continue to step forward. So in a sense, the creation process automatically includes any integration work that is needed in order for us to be in full alignment with the creation anyhow. And that is so powerful. I wish I had known that when I first started this journey.
Oh, my goodness. But, you know, I guess it wasn't time.
It wasn't time. I know, I know.
You know, my work, a lot of my work is around two processes that I call, that are called Treya Touch and Treya Meditation. And because Treya Touch is a way of working with energy in a hands-on fashion, people will often ask, well, how is it different than, for example, Reiki? Yeah. And I'll say, well, Reiki is focused on healing. And that's great. Lots of, you know, that's absolutely perfect. Treya Touch has a healing aspect because as it brings forward and opens higher consciousness, what happens is just what you just said, which is those things are brought to light and the healing naturally takes place as we give voice, bigger and bigger voice, more and more space to that creation, to that process of creation.
Yes. Beautiful. Wow. And I feel this is an important time just to invite viewers in. Like, obviously, we've just shared the context. We've provided examples. We've explained what the healing paradigm is. We've explained what this new heart-centered technology place is as well and what's possible. And, of course, people might be thinking about, well, how do I do this? Now, my recommendation to viewers is, again, once you have your own direct experience, it'll be within you. And both Laurie and myself are available to be able to assist you with that. So, Laurie, do you want to share now how people could get in contact with you if they would be interested in learning this, if they would be interested in embodying this for themselves and really tapping into, as you said, that infinite creativity and self-expression from a place of excitement and joy and passion?
Sure, I'd be happy to. My website is thebacajourney.com, and that's B-A-C-A, and then journey, J-O-U-R-N-E-Y, all one word, thebacajourney.com. And I'm on Facebook under The Baca Journey, Twitter and Instagram and all the rest. And on the website, I have several hundred blog posts and articles that can give people a lot of resources to spark their own inner exploration. And as well, I offer twice weekly Treya meditation times with people around the world so that people can come together and have that inner experience. And with that, start to build that reservoir of, hey, I've got this. And all I'm wanting to do now is explore it.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, thank you so much. And ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to stay in contact with me or get in contact, just go to www.lineheartcoaching.com.au. And again, I've got lots of different resources on my website as well, podcasts and other recordings, blogs. I run most of my events in Sydney in Australia, although I'm excited that I feel I will be moving abroad and wanting to go international. So I don't know. I'll trust spirit to guide me on that one. But, you know, never know. I might end up on your doorstep and be able to assist. But again, both Laurie and I, we are so excited and so passionate about assisting people to realize the true power that exists within you, new paradigm, way of living and being, and how you can access this all for yourself and ultimately learn how to tap into these inner resources and literally the full power of the universe that is available within each and every single one of us. Of course, I believe and I feel that there is a role for teachers and people that have accessed high levels of consciousness, but not it changes perspective because it's not from, oh, they're higher, better, no more for me. It's just, isn't this person a beautiful reflection, a divinity that is I'm seeing in them as what's possible for me? And I feel so excited and wonderful about that possibility that I see in them. And it's a very different approach, moving away from that hierarchical perspective of, you know, better than, less than, and, you know, this powerlessness people experience, you know, in all sectors, but even in the healing worlds as well, people put people on pedestals and you know, we're coming to a time where all of this is now no longer relevant. And we have a choice. We can all step into our full sovereignty, full freedom, take responsibility for the incredible beingness that we all are, and work together and co-create together and celebrate our divinity and our humanness as one, as a beautiful collective. You know, and that's what's available for us.
And it's so needed. You know, that's what I want to say. My goodness, it is so needed. And that each one of the people that are listening to this, you are so needed. And however it is that you choose to move forward with it, yes, you have two people here who are available. And, you know, I have a feeling, Nick, that you and I may be creating something together, whether that's going to be UA in the US or in Australia or somewhere in between.
Yes.
But I just, you know, the reality of what is needed now on the planet is more.
Exactly. And, you know, all of us can be and have the potential to be an awakened leader, you know, to be the leader in our own lives. And you started your introduction with that, Laurie. You said, you know, you assist people to really step into their leadership. And that's exactly what I do as well. I recognize that leadership internal access point that we can all reach within, and we don't need to look for leaders outside of ourselves, but really step into that power within and claim that sovereignty and that freedom and that power. And it's just such a beautiful world that we're moving towards when we all decide to claim that within.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. And thank you so much for inviting me to be with you today.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Laurie. It's been such a beautifully flowing, effortless creation with beautiful frequencies and energies and wisdom. And I just feel so grateful that you were willing to offer your time and your energy and your love and your commitment to your mission and to the planet and to humanity. And yeah, thank you as well.
And my pleasure.
Yeah, and also thanking everyone on this listening to this podcast. You know, thank you for hearing the call. Thank you for choosing to step more into who you truly are and to explore the path of the heart and to access that this immense internal resources that is available within you and to feel the potential that is there already. And I feel excited for you to be and to almost just blow yourself away of what's possible, you know? Like, I feel excitement for you, and I don't know if I'll ever meet you, but if I do, I look forward to that and to celebrate the magnificence that you are. So, ladies and gentlemen, we conclude this podcast today, and I look forward to connecting with you at the next most perfect moment. Thank you.
Thank you for listening and participating in the podcast. Go to www.lineheartcoaching.com.au to stay in contact with Nicholas and www.music-nutrition.com if you enjoyed the music. Tune in next week, same time, same place.